Some critics of this project say a 42-inch diameter pipeline is just inherently unsafe, more likely to explode, say, than traditional-sized pipelines. But it's this pipeline's potential danger to rivers and streams in mountainous regions here that's prompted two attorneys working pro bono to document what they believe to be violations of the Clean Water Act.
And when we saw what we saw, we felt that we could, in good conscience, professionally, submit to the EPA and to the United States Attorney for their consideration.
Charlie Williams represents the organization Preserve Bent Mountain.
What we are interested in is not the issue of whether or not the pipeline is a good thing or a bad thing. It's not about whether it should be built or shouldn't be built. It's about how it's being built.
The pipeline company EQT Partners acknowledged the criminal investigation now underway and says the project will nonetheless be completed by the end of the year. Pipeline opponents have asked state and federal officials to stop construction while these and other issues are sorted out, but it hasn't happened. A public meeting is set for March 1st in Richmond. I'm Robbie Harris.